This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Aren't you supposed to be on your honeymoon?
Oh, well, we're saving up, to be honest. Harrison's got exams in March, so probably after that.
That's a shame.
Well, we are going glamping in Cornwall next weekend.
Oh, nice. So Harrison will be playing cricket this afternoon, will he?
If he can get a team together. It's quite a lot of no shows at the moment.
Well, I know Tom and Johnny will be there. They forced me to come and watch.
Oh, great. Well, I'll see you there.
You're going too, are you?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm supposed to have the day off. I've only come in to make sure the tea room's set up for the day. You know it's an away match?
At Farndale, yeah. Mm. That's why I'm here, actually. A few nice cakes always makes a picnic, I reckon.
Good idea. I might take a few for the team. You know, the teas at Farndale are usually a bit rubbish. What would you like?
Could I have 3 Danish and 3 slices of lemon cake?
Yeah.
Good morning.
Oh, hello, Linda.
Hi.
Hannah. Well, I wasn't expecting to see you here, Fallon.
No, I was just telling Hannah. I'm only passing through. Tyler should be here any minute and Emma will be in later.
May I say how much I enjoyed the reception?
So did we.
Such a wonderful singing voice.
You sang at your own wedding?
Well, at the reception. I used to be in a band and Jazza persuaded them to get back together.
Wow.
Well, they'd all had a bit of practice beforehand, but I hadn't.
Well, it didn't show. You were quite splendid.
Oh, well, that's £10.20 then, please, Hannah.
Call it a tenner for cash.
Oh, go on then.
Right. I'll see you this afternoon.
Okay, bye. Now, can I get you something, Linda?
Well, I'm meeting a friend. I'll wait till she gets here.
All right.
But tell me, Fallon, do you know if Harrison has made any progress at all in the case of Constanza's abduction?
Oh, well, no, not really. He's still working on it, obviously, with the wedding and everything.
So nothing definite?
It was a while ago now.
Only a week.
But Constanza's all right, isn't she?
Well, she seems to have survived the ordeal in reasonably good shape, but I'm still quite determined to unmask the culprit.
Right.
And you have no idea who it might have been?
No. No, I'm sorry, Linda, but I can't really help you there, I'm afraid.
Where's Johnny? This time we were going.
He's ironing his white shirt.
What?
It looked like he'd slept in it.
Since when did Johnny iron shirts?
He's a modern man, isn't he?
I don't trust him not to burn a hole in the thing, and I doubt it'll look any better when he's done it.
You're such an old woman, Tom. He won't learn unless he practices.
Yeah. Nice.
What?
Oh, just someone I know.
A female someone?
She was on the Nuffield with me. Her name's Natasha.
Right.
I told her to come visit Bridge Farm any time, so she wandered about Thursday. Isn't that great?
Do you fancy her?
What?
You're grinning like a Cheshire cat.
No, I'm not.
So you don't fancy her?
No.
Right.
Though she's the most amazingly sharp businesswoman.
Is she?
So I hope she can give me a few hints as to how to make the best of Bridge Farm.
Oh, I'm sure she will.
Oh, shut up, will you? Oh, where's Johnny? We're going to be late.
Make sure he turns the iron off.
Ah!
Linda, I'm just on my way out, actually.
You can spare me a couple of minutes, I'm sure.
Oh, Fallon will be here in a minute. We're going to go to the...
A whole week has passed since Constanza's abduction.
Oh, sorry, I should have given you a progress
report. Have you reached a conclusion?
Well, it's just with getting married and everything.
I'm aware you've had other priorities, and may I say how very much I enjoyed your reception.
It was fun, wasn't
it? But as I understand it, the more time passes after an offence has been committed, the less likely it is that the miscreant will be found. And it's not as if the list of suspects is particularly long.
I did speak to everyone.
And?
They all deny any involvement.
Well, they would, wouldn't they? But I can't believe that the deed went completely unnoticed.
It was the middle of the night.
And I have to say, Harrison, that when I spoke to Fallon on the subject earlier, she looked distinctly shifty.
What are you suggesting?
Merely that she might know more about the incident than she was prepared to admit to me.
I hope you're not implying that I'm covering up for my wife.
Have you questioned her?
Linda, I was here that morning. Fallon was utterly gobsmacked. She didn't have a clue how on earth Constanza had got there, and neither did her mum or Kirsty.
Well, that narrows the field somewhat, doesn't it?
Look, I really don't know what else you expect me to do.
I expect you...
Here she comes now.
I expect you to take this investigation seriously.
Come on, love, it's time we hit the road.
Yeah, sorry, Tyler was
and
late.
And if you're not prepared to do that, Constable Burns, I'll be forced to refer the matter on to someone who will. Good day to you both.
Bye, Linda.
You didn't tell her.
She thinks it's you.
What?
She said you looked very shifty when she saw you earlier.
She caught me on the hop. I nearly blurted out that it was Susan, and then I remembered that I wasn't supposed to.
Good.
But she's not going to let it go, is she?
She will.
And I really don't get why you think that you should keep it a secret.
I promised Susan.
I know, you said, but even so...
And honestly, Fallon, she was utterly mortified I'd found her out. I've never known anyone look so embarrassed.
But in the meantime, you've got to put up with Linda pestering you. And who's to say that she won't carry out her threat and go to one of your bosses or something?
I'll take a chance on that. Now, come on, let's go. And don't worry about Linda. Her bark is worse than her bite.
But you said Farndale were a bit rubbish. It should be an easy win.
Yeah, but we've only got 10 men.
Men?
Oh, I mean players.
Thought that was the whole point of having women in the team, that you'd have a few spares.
Yeah, but we've lost Anisha, who was far and away the best of the women players, and now Lily Parget has vanished.
Vanished?
Well, she didn't turn up last week, and she's not answering her phone.
Well, you know why that is, don't you?
What do you mean, because Harrison busted her brother?
It's a bit harsh, don't you reckon? Freddie's a nice lad.
Oh, you reckon he should have turned a blind eye, do you?
It's just my opinion. I'm sure I'll get over it eventually. Harrison is quite fit, after all.
Yeah.
Do you want another sandwich?
No, thanks.
Cake?
I'll wait till later. You know, I reckon you should give it a go, Hannah.
What?
The cricket team. Oh, come on. You'd be just what we need.
I don't know anything about cricket.
Yes, you do. You played in the single wicket.
That's different. I was completely rubbish.
Well, you know how to hold a bat.
I didn't manage to hit much with it. And anyway, the season's nearly over, isn't it? There'd be no point in me joining in now.
Just having an extra body on the pitch can make a huge difference.
Liar. That's football.
Oh, go on, please.
If it's all the same to you, I'd rather sit here in the sun and eat cake.
Tom!
Hello?
Harrison wants you in the pavilion.
Oh, right. Time for the team talk, is it? Well, see you later.
Good luck.
Would you mind if I join you?
Yeah, feel free. Oh. There's beer in the cool box, if you fancy one.
Maybe later.
Tom's been trying to recruit me.
Oh, for the team?
Yeah.
Well, to be honest, Harrison could do with all the help he can get. He even asked me, so I know he's desperate.
And you said no to your lovely husband, Mrs. Burns?
Oh, it's Rogers, actually. I honestly can't spare the time. I'm working in the tea room most weekends, and I'm afraid my wedding vows about standing by my husband's side don't quite stretch to cricket.
Oh, good shot, Will.
Is it going all the way?
Yes! Ah, a few more like that, we might actually be in with a chance.
Yeah. So, you're writing Lily off, are you?
Well, what else can I do, Tom, if she won't answer my calls?
Well, I had a go at persuading Hannah to join up.
She'd be good.
But she wasn't interested.
The thing I don't get is, Lily takes a really hard line on drugs.
Does she?
Yeah, don't you remember? She had a real go at Johnny once when he let on he'd done ecstasy at some festival or other.
That was the Isle of Wight. He went with Freddie.
Did he?
Yeah, they used to be really good mates, the two of them. But Johnny doesn't even speak to him now.
So you'd think Lily would understand. Apart from anything else, there are half a dozen other police officers on my stag night. If I hadn't collared him, somebody else would have. And I'd probably have been done for dereliction of my duty.
Yeah.
I know there's a few members of your family think I did the wrong thing.
Well, I don't think that.
But Lily, well, she's obviously got it in for me.
Yeah. She'll come round, mate.
She was really, really keen on cricket. Now she won't even pick up the phone.
Well, emotions are just running high after what happened at the magistrates. Now, come on, Will. Another four, please.
Why? What happened at the magistrates?
Oh, he's going to get caught. Ah!
Tom?
I'll tell you in a minute. I'm on. Looks like it's down to me.
Oh, good shot.
Is that another four?
No, the fielder's going to get it, but they should manage too.
She's really good, isn't she, Tracy?
Yeah. Another three runs and she'll have the highest score of the afternoon.
Is this why there was such a fuss about having women in the team? The men were afraid they'd be shown up.
Well, they're not always quite so pathetic. Hasn't been their finest hour and a half. You're not tempted to give it a go?
Oh, no. This is my idea of a Sunday afternoon. Cold beer and a bit of cake watching someone else do all the hard work.
Yeah, it's pretty nice, isn't it? Wish you could do it a bit more often.
Right, come on, Tracy, give it some welly. Oh, no. What's happened there?
I don't know, she just missed. Well, that's it. Ambridge all out for 67.
Is that bad?
It could have been worse.
So what happens now?
Early tea, I guess.
Oh, right. Well, can I tempt you to a slice of your fine lemon cake?
No, I'd probably better go and join Harrison. But if past experience is anything to go by, the team tea will be jam sandwiches and white bread and little squares of fruitcake wrapped in cellophane.
Mm. Oh, here he comes.
Hiya.
Hello.
Oh, that was a bit pathetic, wasn't it?
Apart from Tracy Horribin, she's a legend.
Oh, I'm glad to hear you were inspired, Hannah. Enough to change your mind.
About what?
Well, joining the team.
Oh, no, that's not what I meant.
That's someone singing your praises just now, and I reckon he's right. You're a good, strong lass, eh? Look at the guns on you. All you need is a bit of practice in the nest.
And you could be the next Tracy Horribin.
Oh, wow, thanks.
Seriously, though, Hannah, you're just what the Ambridge team needs.
Did you put him up to this, Fallon?
There's nothing to do with me.
Will you at least give it a try? Come along to Nets on Wednesday evening.
Well, oh, all right, then.
Fantastic. You'll love it. I know you will. Now, I'm afraid I've got to drag my wife away.
Well, that's OK. You carry on. But you owe me.
A wife could get jealous, you know.
What?
The way you were sweet-talking Anna back there.
Oh, Tom said he thought she might change her mind.
What's the matter?
Something else Tom said.
What?
Freddie Pargeter was up in front of the magistrates on Thursday afternoon.
Oh.
With the wedding and everything, I'd completely forgotten about it.
Mm.
Anyway, I thought first offence, probably get off with a fine, but he's been committed to Crown Court for sentencing.
What does that mean?
It means he could end up in prison.
Oh, no. Is that why some people are being weird with you?
For arresting him, yeah, probably.
But that's not fair, though.
Oh, it'll be all right.
But what if it isn't? Look, I feel sorry for Freddie, I do, but look at the bad feeling aimed at you already. If he goes to prison, this whole thing's going to become a million times worse.
Elizabeth's been amazingly stoical. I'd be beside myself if it was one of my kids.
I'm sure she is underneath. She looks dreadfully tired. I do worry that she's not looking after herself.
But the way she's dealing with all the impact on the business...
I think that's her way of coping, keeping busy. Helps to take her mind off Freddie.
I suppose.
Any coffee going?
Morning, Josh.
Yes, it's just made.
Can you give me a hand going through some sheep?
What?
We need to separate out next year's breeding ewes.
I'm kind of busy, Mum.
I know.
I've been up since the crack of dawn working down the land for Pip. And I've got some bloke coming to look at that forage harvester this evening. And it still needs a bit of work.
I've no idea what time your dad'll be home.
Is he going to be gone all day?
Yeah.
Can't Ben do it?
He's out with Rory.
A treat before his GCSE results on Thursday.
All right for some.
He worked really hard, though.
We all work hard.
Josh, don't be so mean. It'll only take an hour or so.
I've heard that before.
Two at the most.
There's your coffee.
Thanks, Gran.
Morning.
Oh, hello, Pip.
That's good timing. I make you a tea.
Oh, good.
And how's Rosie this morning?
Oh, kept me up half the night, as usual. But apart from that, she's fine. Aren't you, Rosie?
Shall I take her?
Are you going to say hello to your Nana?
Oh, there you go. Hello, gorgeous.
Oh, look at her little face. Is that a smile?
Nearly. I think she's trying.
Is Toby free today?
I don't know. What for?
Any chance he can look after Rosie this afternoon?
Why?
So you can give Mum a hand with the sheep.
Oh, don't be so ridiculous, Josh.
It could be a few weeks till Pip's up to heaving sheep about.
Why can't you do it?
Because you insisted these new paddocks had to be prepared.
Oh, have you done it? Oh, well, I must come and have a look.
You don't need to check up on me. I do know how to use the power harrow.
Well, it has to be a really fine tilth.
It is.
And you'll need to go over it with...
With the Cambridge roller, yes, I know. Can I just drink my coffee first?
Why do you need more paddocks?
It's for a farm trial.
And since we're cutting back on the arable, we've got space for a couple more.
You remember I told you about the innovative farmer scheme?
You did mention something.
Well, the idea is to get local farmers together to set up what they call a field lab to research something that might be useful to them. I've been looking into it for a while now, and one of the things they've been researching is herbal lays.
Isn't that what Adam's doing?
That's right, yeah.
I remember you running the grazing for them a couple of summers back.
Well, this scheme is looking at their potential for dairy cows.
I used to go over to Home Farm with Kirsty to have a look. It was just alive with bees and butterflies.
Yeah, it's really good for pollinators, as well as everything else.
It'd be great for your bees, Jill.
Just what I was thinking.
Anyway, I got in touch with the group to see if I could join the trial for its second year, and they said yes, please. So I went into Borchester Farm Supplies at the weekend and bought the seed.
What's in the mix?
Well, you can come and have a look if you like.
Yes, I would. Ooh, how lovely.
It's only a bag of grass seed, Gran. Really not that exciting.
Oh, hello, darling.
Morning.
Have you had some breakfast?
Wasn't hungry.
Oh. Well, there's some of Gran's cake in the tin, if you'd like it.
I only want a cup of tea. Can I get to the fridge, please?
Oh, sorry. I was wondering if maybe we should organise a shopping trip.
What for?
Well, I thought I'd treat you for doing so well and getting into university. We could go into Felpersham and then have lunch somewhere.
I'm having lunch with Phoebe.
Oh, well, maybe later in the week.
No, thanks.
No, you don't want to have lunch with me, or no, you don't want to go shopping?
Both.
Lily, I've said I'm sorry. I know I forgot about your results and there's no excuse.
Don't worry about it.
I do understand why you felt you couldn't confide in me about Freddie and what he was doing.
Really?
Lily, I was in shock. I couldn't believe what I was hearing and I just lashed out. Surely you can understand that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I understand, all right. I won't bother with the tea. I've got calls to make.
No, I'm afraid she's one for the abattoir.
You're being a bit brutal, Mum.
How do you mean?
I'd have thought she was pretty good breeding stock.
She wasn't a good mother last time.
Okay. Right, next lot coming through.
And since we're reducing the size of the flock...
I know we agreed to cut down a bit, but you're sending, what, 1 in 3 for the chop?
Yeah, well, your dad and I discussed it, and we've absolutely no idea what will happen to lamb prices post-Brexit. No, sorry, Sunshine, not with those teeth.
Go on.
And since 30% of the UK's lamb is currently exported to Europe...
You decided we should cut the flock by 30%?
Yep.
Makes sense.
Well, it's all guesswork at this stage.
So we're keeping, 250 breeding ewes?
That's the idea. And Madam here ticks all the boxes, so she will live to breed another dick.
Well, that should make lambing a bit less of a nightmare.
Yeah, we might even be able to manage without Eddie.
Oh, great.
Which will save us a few bob.
But means the rest of us will have to work more nights.
Plus, when the lambs go out, they'll be less densely stocked. So hopefully we can finish them off on grass without much additional concentrate. Oh, no, she's a magnet for parasites, this one. Go on, off you go.
So you don't reckon prices are going to hold up?
Who can tell, Josh? But we'll be selling fewer lambs and we'll be saving on costs, so...
Should be good for my business.
Brexit?
Especially if the pound remains weak.
How do you work that out?
Well, most new agricultural kit is imported from Europe and I can't see it getting any cheaper. So I reckon Brexit will give the used machinery market a bit of a boost.
Right. Well, fingers crossed, eh?
Morning. Oh, hello, Phoebe. You must be waiting for Lily.
Yeah, she said she'd meet me down here. What's going on?
Oh, this is all part of the master plan. It's to prevent my alcohol licence from being permanently revoked.
So what are they doing?
Putting up CCTV cameras.
In the toilets?
Not actually in the toilets. Although another thing I'm supposed to be doing is organising random inspections in there.
Oh, great.
But the cameras are going in secluded areas like this.
Well, that's what you get in city centre clubs, not in stately homes.
It's not going to do much for the ambiance, is it? But I've got another hearing with the licensing committee next week. And if this is what it takes to persuade them, it's a price I'll have to pay.
I dropped in to see Freddie yesterday.
And how did he seem?
Okay. A bit bored.
Well, yeah. He thought he'd be off on his travels soon, but at least he seems to have cheered up a bit since last week. He was convinced he'd just get a fine from the magistrates.
And how are you doing?
Oh, you know, keeping busy with stuff like this. And we've got a meeting with Usha tomorrow to talk about what happens next.
Hi, so... Phoebe.
Hiya.
Sorry to keep you waiting.
We've only just got here.
Right, well, let's go to the tea room, shall we?
Lily, did you ring Harrison?
No.
Only he did call to ask me if you'd lost your phone.
I know. You told me.
If you really don't want to play cricket anymore...
I'm sure he's got the message by now. Some men are just really slow on the uptake, aren't they?
Will you be back for lunch?
No.
Supper?
I'm perfectly capable of feeding myself, thank you. Come on, Phoebs, let's go. Oh, come on, you silly thing.
Why don't you let me hold Rosie?
Well, actually, it might be a bit easier without the sling.
Come on, sleepyhead. Out you come. It's all right, darling. Nothing to worry about.
Now, let's see if we can get this bag open. Oh, that's got it. Ah, oh, there we go.
Do you know what they all are?
No. No, I know what's supposed to be in there. Coxfoot and Timothy and Meadow Fescue. But which is which, I've really no idea.
I know what that big one is.
Ooh, what?
Sunfoin. That's actually the husk. If you give it to me... Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry, Rosie. Didn't mean to disturb you. Now, if I can crack it open. There. Mm. See the little kidney-shaped seed?
Oh, yes.
It grows up into a beautiful, tall, magenta flower. The bees absolutely love it.
So does the soil.
Does it?
Well, it's a legume, isn't it? So it fixes its own nitrogen in the soil. And then you don't have to use nitrate fertilisers.
So doubly good.
Well, triply, actually, because it's also high in omega-3s, so very nutritious for the cows, and it provides protection against bloat.
So why isn't everyone growing it?
It's a good question. And there are loads more goodies in here. I know those tiny seeds are clover, red and white.
And that one's chicory.
Is it?
Which, again, is a gorgeous plant with tall blue flowers. That's given me an idea.
What?
Shula was talking about doing something with wildflowers for the flower and produce. I should tell her to go and check out Adam's Herbal Lays.
Does that count as wild?
Oh, I should think so. Huh. It's going to look glorious next summer.
I hope so.
Just like it did when I first came to Brookfield.
Really?
Yes. That's what meadows looked like 60-odd years ago. But then Phil and his dad started using nitrate fertiliser... And they all disappeared.
That's really sad.
But you're going to be putting them back.
Well, starting to.
Which is lovely. Isn't it, Rosie? Just lovely.
So, you've confirmed your university place?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, first thing I did when I got my results. But the really good news is that Russ has this friend in Manchester who's been helping us look for a flat. And he thinks he's found somewhere.
Hmm, where about?
Well, I don't know exactly. We're going to go up and have a look.
So, everything's falling into place.
Like it was meant to be. So it's all down to Russ now. He has to hand in his resignation at college and tell his wife.
He still hasn't told her?
Not yet, no. She's difficult, and I totally understand why he's been putting it off.
But time's running out.
Yeah, he needs to get on with it. Can I pinch that bit of bread?
Yeah, sure.
Really hungry. Didn't get any breakfast this morning. Mum was lurking in the kitchen.
You're giving her a really hard time.
But she's still completely preoccupied with Freddie. I don't really get her attention, same as always. So I don't see why I should give her mine.
So you still haven't told her about Russ?
Well, I will, obviously, when the time's right.
I just can't help wondering.
What?
I mean, I know you totally love Russ and want to be with him, but...
What?
Mightn't it be better to go to Manchester by yourself?
No.
And let Russ work out his notice at college.
He doesn't want to do that. He's had enough of teaching.
It's just, you've no idea what university life is like until you get there. I remember what a shock to the system it was when I first arrived at Oxford.
Well, lucky me then. I shan't have to cope with it all on my own.
But what happens in Freshers Week is you meet loads of new people and sign up for all sorts of societies. And I just can't imagine doing all that with a, well... The 40-year-old bloke in turn.
You make him sound like some kind of dinosaur.
Well, sorry, but...
He's not that much older anyway.
He kind of is. I just think you'll be missing out on so much.
No, I won't.
And maybe it might be better if you went on your own.
No, it wouldn't.
And then have Russ join you later.
Look, I appreciate what you're saying, Phoebes, but this is what we've both been waiting for, okay? A new life for both of us, and it's going to be amazing. You'll see.
Morning, Emma.
Hello. You're moving back in, Usha?
What?
To Blossom Hill Cottage.
No. I've got some new tenants arriving in a few days, so I was just checking the place over. Probably worth me getting cleaners in, just to make sure it's perfect.
I won't be able to help. I'm just on my way to clean for Mrs. Woolley.
Oh, I see.
But with it being summer holidays and everything, I don't have a spare moment all week.
I usually use this firm in Borchester, and they charge an arm and a leg. But I suspect they don't pass much of it on to the people who actually do the work.
The trials of being a landlady, eh?
I really shouldn't complain, should I?
Well, it is a bit of a first world problem, owning a house you don't even live in.
Oh, well, the vicarage only comes with Alan's job, so...
And the kind of rent you're charging is way beyond the means of ordinary local people, like me and Ed.
Would it be suitable for you?
Oh, no, I'm not saying I want to live here.
Well, I have to agree with you. There is something wrong with the housing market.
Oh, tell me about it. You know they're still pushing on with plans for the Beechwood development?
Yes, I heard.
Reducing the number of affordable houses to make room for more executive mansions for Felpisham commuters.
Yeah, I know. I signed your petition.
I wouldn't mind betting it's what they had in mind all along. Oh, well, that's developers for you.
Oh, now I really must...
Just making empty promises to con people into thinking they care about the local community. All they really care about is lining their own pockets.
I've got to dash, I'm afraid, Emma, but it's nice to talk to you.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Come on, Henry.
Where are we going?
To look at the pigs, I told you. Hang on a minute, Jack. Wait for me and Henry.
I don't want to look at the pigs. Pigs are boring.
Since when?
And my toe hurts.
Oh, Henry, it's over a week ago you banged your toe. It's completely better. Now, come on.
I don't want to.
Well, Jack wants to see the pigs, so we'll do that, and then you can choose. Oh, dear.
I want to play on the computer.
Well, you can't. Not now. Hello, Ian.
Oh, hello there. How are you doing?
Don't ask. Oh, Henry, come back here.
I'm going in.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Is this a bad time?
No, it's just Henry. He's bored.
Oh, I see.
Summer holidays are starting to drag, I'm afraid.
I was just ringing to say, do you fancy coming over for lunch?
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Do you want to bring the boys?
Actually, Ian, what I'd really love is an hour or so's adult conversation.
Well, that's up to you.
I'll just check with Dad, see if he can look after them for me, but... Oh, thanks. That's exactly what I need.
You go and wait in the car, Freddie. I'll be down in a minute.
Well, he doesn't seem too downhearted.
No.
Even when we touched on the prospect of a prison sentence.
Although I don't know how much of it is bravado. One thing I've learned from this wretched business is how little I know my son. Anyway, we'll just have to keep our fingers crossed for a lenient judge.
Yes, but even a lenient judge has to stay within the sentencing guidelines.
Well, of course.
The thing that's really worrying me, Elizabeth...
is that he won't come clean about that boy, Ellis, and everything.
Yeah. And if the police or judge find out that this isn't a one-off, that he's done this before and has been withholding information...
Yeah, I know.
It'll only make matters worse. The sentence would be a lot harsher. And like I said, they could still charge him with further offences even after his sentence.
But you heard him, Usha. He's adamant. He's not prepared to name names or drop other people in it. He's convinced he's managing the situation.
He'll end up paying the price.
So, if he did get a prison sentence, how long might it be?
I don't know.
I appreciate you being vague to Freddie, but you can level with me, Usha. I really need to know what I'm dealing with.
I wasn't being vague with Freddie. I honestly cannot say. There's such a lot of ifs and buts in a case like this. It really does depend on the judge. On the plus side, he has no previous convictions, he's young, and is clearly mortified that his offence has caused such problems for you.
Yes, I mean, I think that's why he's putting on such a brave face.
So there's a good chance the judge will recognise that he's learned his lesson and that a custodial sentence really isn't in anyone's best interests.
But if he doesn't get to speak in court, how can they know what he's like?
Look, I'll tell you one thing that might help. If you can get someone to write him a character reference.
Really?
Someone who knows him reasonably well and is, you know, a reputable person.
Well, David,
it can't be a family member, I'm afraid.
Oh, that's a pity.
What about Neil?
Neil Carter?
He spoke up for Helen.
Oh, of course.
And he's chair of the parish council, a good, upstanding member of the community.
Okay, thanks. I'll give him a call.
I thought I'd find you here.
Ah.
Half day.
No, I'm back this afternoon, but there's something nice about having lunch in your own garden. Here, do you want to share my sandwich?
Oh, no. I'd better get back and relieve Clary. I just wanted to worry about the parish council meeting.
What about it?
Well, you have scheduled a discussion of the Beechwood houses, haven't you?
Oh, don't worry. That'll be on the agenda.
Have you looked at the revised plans?
Yeah, but not in detail yet. I'll have a look at them properly before the meeting.
It is outrageous what they're doing. How they can justify it, I don't know. How can construction costs have changed that much since the original plan was approved? What, has the price of brick suddenly trebled?
I really don't know, love.
I'd ask Justin Elliot, but fat lot of good that'd do me.
Well, I hope you're not expecting me to.
That was Mum, if you remember.
Hannah's still not happy. There's a terrible atmosphere at work. She's quite scary when she's hot under the collar.
Oh, you shouldn't take any notice of her.
Yeah, gave me a right tongue-lashing, she did, accusing me of nepotism.
We do need to work on the rest of the parish council. Galvanise them into action.
When you say we...
On Thursday, at the meeting.
Well, I'm afraid you won't be able to take part in the discussion.
What?
You're an interested party, Emma. You'll have to leave the room.
Leave the room? You're kidding.
Oh, sorry, love, but... Well, you know what happened with Hannah. You don't want to provoke another row like that.
But the whole point of me standing for the parish council was so I could have more say on local issues. Instead, I'm being deprived of having any voice at all.
Tomatoes are delicious.
Should be. Best Bridge Farm produce.
Yeah, well, you do magic things with the salad dressing.
Therein lies my power. Anyway, tell me about Henry.
Oh, honestly, Ian, I'm at my wit's end. Everything I suggest is dismissed as boring. All the things we used to do, you know, going for walks to the playground, even playing football. Oh,
not football, surely.
Only with me. He'll still have a kick around with Tom and Dad.
Oh, dear.
How did it happen that my sweet little boy suddenly started behaving like a stroppy teenager? He's only 7.
Well, how is he at school?
No problems at all. Pleasure to teach.
Well, that's good.
He wants a phone now as well. Apparently other kids have got one.
What, at 7?
Well, that's what Henry says.
Well, kids always want what other kids have got.
Yeah, well, those things are addictive and he's far too young.
Yeah, but they're all into these games, aren't they?
Well, I'm not parking him in front of a computer just so I can have a bit of peace and quiet.
Your choice.
But I have to confess, I shall be mightily glad when the summer holidays are over and he's back at school. Oh, and Jack starts nursery in September.
So you're looking forward to child-free days?
Oh, I'm sorry, whinging on about my children. You and Adam are still in limbo.
Oh, don't worry about that.
Have you heard from Lexi?
Yeah. She's been in touch a few times, but we don't want to, I don't know, you pester her while she's having time off with her own children.
But she'll definitely be back after the summer.
Yeah. And don't worry about Henry. He's just being a normal 7-year-old.
I'll have to just keep gritting my teeth.
Look, I have a confession to make, Helen.
What?
I didn't invite you over here just for the pleasure of your company. I actually need to have a serious talk with you about cheese.
I did phone your office, but they said you'd come home.
One of the disadvantages of the job, I'm stuck inside all day. So when the weather's nice like this, I try to get out at lunchtime, even if it's only for half an hour.
It is lovely, isn't it?
It's about time I was getting back, actually.
Well, I won't keep you a minute. I just wanted to ask you a favour.
Oh, yeah?
You know, don't you, how what's happened with Freddy?
Yes, yeah. Must be a nightmare for you.
Well, he's got to go to the Crown Court for sentencing. And Usha, who's been handling the case for me, she suggested that I should get someone to write a character reference for Freddy. And we remembered how you spoke up for Helen.
Yes, I did.
So would you be willing to do the same for Freddy?
I'm not sure about that. I've got to be honest with you, Elizabeth. I hardly know the lad. I mean, only to say good morning to, but Freddy, well, our paths have rarely crossed.
Oh.
And also, well, I remember what Ed went through, and I'm sure you do too, so I'm afraid I have got rather strong feelings about people who deal drugs.
You're not the only one.
Look, Elizabeth, I'm truly sorry. I mean, I know only too well what it's like when someone you love has got a prison sentence hanging over them.
Yes, of course.
But honestly, I don't feel I'm the right person to do this.
I don't believe this.
I'm sorry, Helen.
But without any warning.
I should have talked to you sooner. I kept telling myself it was a temporary thing, that seals would improve and go back to the previous levels, but they haven't. They've been on the floor for some time now.
Why didn't you tell me?
I really thought it was a blip. You know, it happens sometimes that a cheese goes out of favour for a wee while, but then I tasted it and it was definitely a bit lacking.
Lacking?
And I thought it was maybe a bad batch, so I waited until we got another one in, but it was just the same.
Why are you so lacking?
It's bland.
Oh, now come on now. Borsetshire Blue has many things, but it's not bland.
No, it never used to be. It used to have a real complexity and depth of flavour, but it's lost it, and it's not earning its place on the cheese board.
So you're cancelling the order?
I have no choice, Helen. So the reputation of Grey Gables depends on me reviewing my suppliers, and I can't let our friendship cloud my judgment.
Have you found someone else?
Well, there's a new cheesemaker started up near Hollerton.
Artisan cheesemakers are two a penny.
I'm going to give them a try.
So that's it, then?
If you can find out what's gone wrong, get it back to what it used to be, then of course I'll reconsider. But for now, I'm really sorry, Helen. Borsetshire Blue's off the menu.
I think you're being shortchanged.
It's all in the hands of the solicitors now, Dad.
For a start, it's Shula who wants the divorce, but it's you who moved out of the marital home.
It was just easier for me to go.
I don't see why.
You're on the doorstep. You offered me a room.
Shula's got more relatives on the doorstep than you can shake a stick at.
Well, yes, but...
One of whom owns a stately home, which I dare say has the odd spare bedroom.
Well, I'm not going to renegotiate that again. Unless... You want to get rid of me, do you?
No, not at all.
And all I care about now is the money.
OK.
As long as I can get a decent financial settlement, I'll be happy.
But Shula is the petitioner, isn't she?
Because she's the one who wants to end the marriage.
So she's going to put all the blame on you. Tell the world what a rotten husband you were. And you've just got to sit there and take it.
Well, that's one way of looking at it, I suppose.
Which, in my opinion, is completely unacceptable.
Yeah, it does seem a bit unfair.
A bit unfair.
But if it's the quickest way to get the whole thing over and done with...
No, Alistair. You cannot take this lying down. You were a good and faithful husband, weren't you?
Well, yeah, basically, but...
You had a few issues, but who doesn't? And if you ask me, looking at the matter objectively, Shula is the one who's behaving badly.
You think?
Well, she's called time on the relationship with no notice and for no discernible reason. Any halfway considerate person would have voiced her concerns earlier, and you might have had a chance of putting things right. You've said so yourself.
Frequently.
So why should you end up shouldering all the blame?
I'm already getting it in the neck from the local gossips. Not just about the gambling. They seem to think it's all my fault now.
Exactly. It's grossly unfair, and you shouldn't let Shula get away with it.
So, when's she getting here, your friend Natasha?
About lunchtime tomorrow.
And she's in the drinks business, you say?
Fruit drinks, made from her own homegrown produce.
Oh.
Yeah, it was quite a new enterprise when she first signed up for the Nuffield, but since then, it's gone from strength to strength. Where shall I put the aubergines?
Oh, Top shelf, I should think.
They look really good.
Not bad, are they?
And we'll need a load more salad stuff. We pretty much sold out yesterday.
That time of year, isn't it?
We're not actually open yet. Oh, hi, Hannah.
Hi.
Hello. What brings you here?
You left your phone on the kitchen table.
Did I?
And I know you'd be completely lost without it.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe I didn't notice.
Oh, those aubergines look good. What are you having for tea tonight?
I haven't decided yet.
I might do myself a moussaka.
It's cricket nets.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, so it'll just be a quick snack beforehand. You are coming, aren't you?
Yeah, I said I would.
You promised Harrison.
Yeah, can't think why. Anyway, best get to work. See you later.
Bye. So, you were saying about Natasha?
Well, she's actually quite new to the drinks business. Used to be in cosmetics.
So she already knew a thing or two about marketing?
I guess so. But she decided on a change of direction, took the lease on a traditional orchard and started producing this range of fruit drinks under the Summer Orchard label.
Oh, I've heard of them.
Well, she's gone from a standing start to national listings in Whole Foods stores.
That's impressive.
Yeah, says doing the Nuffield was what cracked it for her. Now she gets invited to speak at all kinds of business seminars. So I'm hoping she'll spread a little of her magic dust over Bridge Farm.
Oh, hello.
Don't mind me, Prof. You carry on.
I've got a lesson with Kiki this evening.
I'll go make myself a cup of tea.
But to be honest, I've had enough for now.
Well, if you're sure.
Tell me, Jazza, honestly, how do you think Alistair is coping?
Okay.
I'm not so sure.
You know him a lot better than Addy.
It's not just his marriage imploding. There was Anisha jumping ship.
Aye. He's had Melanie's fair share of bad karma lately.
And then that unfortunate business with Lavinia.
Now he's back living with his dad.
Oh, yes. He's had to give up his home. And now he's foolishly allowing his wife to dictate the terms of their divorce.
No good.
I'm very much afraid the stress of it all is going to drive him back to gambling.
Well, I'm always willing to take him down the pub for a chat and a few bevvies.
Yes, very generous of you, Jazza, but I think he needs a bit more than that.
Like what?
A new outlet for his energy. Maybe a new hobby of some kind.
You could always take him birdwatching.
No. I tried to interest him in that with limited success.
Fishing? Clay pigeon shooting? Or I could teach him to play the bagpipes.
No. Please don't do that. Although, you've just given me an idea. It's so obvious. I don't know why I didn't think of it before. Excuse me, Jazza. I'm just going to make a phone call.
Well, I wasn't expecting you back so soon.
Another completely unsuccessful outing.
Oh, dear. Cup of tea?
Oh, please. I thought the Adventure Playground would keep them entertained for the rest of the afternoon, but no such luck. Half an hour and Henry was complaining it was boring.
Where are they now?
Just having a kick around in the yard with Dad. Oh, Tom, just the person.
Oh, yeah?
You able to give me a hand?
Have I got time for a cup of tea first?
Well, I didn't mean right now. Do you have time to spare this evening?
Afraid not. It's nets and veg boxes.
Oh, right.
What did you want me to do?
Well, just taste the latest batch of Borsetshire Blue. I've been worrying about it all day.
I'm not surprised. I think it's appalling of Ian to go cancelling the order like that without any warning.
No, I was pretty hacked off when he told me, but thinking about it since, Mum, I'm afraid he might have a point. I sort of knew the quality hadn't quite been up to scratch lately.
Samples we tasted for the Food and Farming Awards were fine.
Yeah, they were, but the cheese isn't consistently that good.
Well, why didn't you do anything?
It's a subtle change, Tom. You don't want to go chucking out a whole batch if there's nothing really wrong with it. So I guess I persuaded myself it was okay, but obviously I was wrong. I was letting stuff through that I shouldn't have. So I think we should go through and taste all the recent batches again objectively. What about tomorrow?
Oh, sorry, Natasha's coming.
Do you want me to do it?
Oh, would you, Mum?
Of course. It'll only take an hour or so.
Great.
And you must know by now that I can't bear having nothing to do. We'll do it this evening, shall we? Once the boys are in bed.
Hi, Dad.
I'm glad you're home.
Nowhere else to be.
Did you speak to her?
Shula. Yes, I did.
And?
Got absolutely nowhere. She insisted she should be the one to petition me for divorce. We'd started to discuss it in mediation.
Whatever was said in mediation is not in any way binding.
Exactly. I told her I'd given it some thought, come to the conclusion that since she precipitated this mess, I shouldn't be the one to carry the can.
Well done. Mm.
But she dug her heels in.
She would, wouldn't she?
Accused me of being unreasonable.
You being unreasonable?
Just when she thought we'd got everything settled.
Yes, settled to her advantage. Mm.
And she absolutely refused to discuss the matter further, said I'd be hearing from a solicitor.
Well, you must make an appointment with your solicitor. Make sure she understands the situation. And I'm absolutely convinced that she will agree with you taking a stand on this. You have right on your side, Alistair. And you simply cannot sit back and let that woman walk all over you.
No, you're right. I can't. I'll call my solicitor first thing in the morning.
Good. Now, I've arranged a little diversion for you, which I'm quite sure will lift your spirits.
Oh, be gentle with me. This is my first time, remember?
Evening!
Tom, where have you been? Excuse me a sec, Harrison.
Oh, sorry.
What kept you? I nearly gave up and went home.
Oh, bit of a busy day, and I've got this friend visiting tomorrow.
The saintly Natasha.
I've told you about her, have I?
Only about 15 times.
And then I was just setting out to come here when I got waylaid by Ed.
What did he want?
Well, hang on, just let me change my shoes. He's got this ram that he reckons is going to make his fortune.
Would that be Peppa Pig?
Yeah, won another rosette. Came third in some agricultural show. He did tell me where it was.
I heard someone offered him $4,000 for that ram.
Yeah, they did. Probably be worth a lot more next year when he's grown.
Enough for the down payment on a Beechwood house.
Oh, Hannah.
Or are they still going to be pulling strings?
You're not still on about that, are you?
Oh, well, you think it's okay, do you? For Emma Grundy to use her position as a parish councillor to her own advantage.
I don't think she's
getting
doing
her dad to suck up to Justin Elliott and your aunt.
And Neil certainly wouldn't bend
leader
the
leader of the parish council, who's supposed to be impartial, will be chairing the meeting tomorrow to discuss the Beechwood development.
Now that is just what you need to succeed as a batsman. Woman.
What?
A bit of aggression. Oh. Now come on, let's see you whack a few balls.
Oh, this takes me back.
He's a lot better at it than you are.
He always had a talent for it. And he passed his grade 4 with distinction. I never understood why he gave it up.
You reckon he's going to stick with it this time?
It works for a lot of people. You ask Kiki. She's taught quite a few students who rediscovered their youthful enthusiasm for music in middle age, by which time they've learned the value of patience and persistence.
Oh, aye.
She had one 50-year-old go on to pass her grade 8.
And that's a good thing, is it?
Oh, yes. Alistair, how was it?
Absolute purgatory.
Huh?
You didn't enjoy it?
It took me back to being 12 years old and you threatening to stop my pocket money if I didn't practice.
Well, the truth comes out.
I don't remember that.
No, well, you wouldn't.
But you've still got it. After all these years, you still have the memory in your fingers.
Some memories are better left undisturbed.
I'm sure if you gave it a little more time, you'd rediscover how music lifts the soul.
Aye, your dad's got an ambition to play duets, will you?
Well, you can forget that. And hadn't you better go and pay Kiki for her time?
You're sure you wouldn't like me to book another lesson?
Absolutely not.
Oh, very well.
Jazzer.
Bit grim, was it?
Understatement of the year. I had the most horrendous day, culminating in a bruising encounter with my soon-to-be ex-wife. Absolutely the last thing I needed was to waste an hour of my life on a piano lesson with the gruesome Kiki.
Fancy a drink?
Several large ones. Come on, let's go down the pub.
It's very similar to the fourth one.
I think it's even worse.
Maybe you're right.
Well, whatever. It's pretty dull, isn't it?
When you compare it to the first lot, certainly. It's lost that lovely rich tang.
Oh, Ian was right. No depth of flavour, no complexity.
And it seems to have happened progressively over the recent months.
It's got to be something to do with the milk, hasn't it?
Oh, not necessarily. Could be a subtle difference in how long the milk was heated, to what temperature.
No, I'm always so careful about that.
Or which starter you used, or how much salt.
So what we're saying is, I've got to go back through the make sheets for all these months.
which is going to take forever.
It is, but it's the only way I'm going to find out what's gone wrong.
Didn't expect to find you in here.
Oh, don't tell me I've got the time of our meeting wrong.
Oh, no, that's later on this afternoon. I just haven't seen you behind the counter for ages.
Well, I do a shift in here most weeks.
Doing your bit for the community.
Yeah, something like that.
See, we've made the front page with the Echo again.
I should ignore it if I were you, Elizabeth. And I heard that Freddie's case has been referred to the Crown Court.
Yes, that's right.
I was sorry to hear it.
We all were. Anyway, I'm just on my way to the stables to see Freddie. I thought I'd take him some of his favourite chocolate chip ice cream.
Good morning.
Morning.
Can I help you?
Hope so. My sat-nav seems to have lost the will to live.
They tend to do that in these country lanes. Let me guess, you're looking for Home Farm?
No.
The house for sale?
It's Bridge Farm I want.
Ah, which way are you facing?
That way.
Okay, turn left past the green, mm-hmm. right at the end, over the river, and then after about, 500 yards, there's a turning to the right.
Left, right, river...
Well, there's a big signpost for the Bridge Farm shop there. You can't miss it.
Oh, great. Thanks very much.
It's a pleasure. Goodness, I was convinced she was a potential buyer for Home Farm.
She did look quite well-heeled, didn't she?
Yes.
Anyway, let me pay you for this.
Thanks.
And I'll see you and Kathy at 4:30.
I hope it'll be worth your while.
To be honest, Oliver, the week I'm having, it's just nice to have something positive to focus on.
Well, I'm very disappointed.
Yeah, a bit of an oversight there, Tom.
But Helen's the one in charge of stocking the shop.
But if you told me that Natasha here was the boss of Summer Orchard, we could have got some kind of deal going.
I'd have given you a good price.
Well, I hope you still will.
We'll talk later.
So, apart from the lack of Summer Orchard drinks, what do you think of the shop?
Oh, seems to be doing very good business.
Yeah, we always do well in the summer holidays.
Does your mum work in there full time?
No, goodness, no. She just helps out.
Can't keep her away.
And how about you, Johnny? What's your role on the farm?
General dog's body, Tash.
Actually, I prefer Natasha.
Oh, sorry.
He's absolutely vital to the smooth running of the operation. Spent this morning delivering our veg boxes.
Oh, I meant to do that today?
Yeah, of course you were. Oh, very funny.
And now he's going to tell me the leeks need earthing up.
I've been telling you that for the past week.
So, you grow your own veg, make your own yoghurt and ice cream?
Yes.
And cheese?
Mm. Oh, would you like to have a look at the dairy?
Love to.
But Susan and Clary will probably still be at lunch.
Oh, well, maybe...
But that's okay. I can show you round. Just give me 5 minutes to check on the boys.
Okay. We'll see you down there. This way, Natasha.
He totally fancies her, doesn't he?
Totally.
Sorry about the lab coat and the hairnet.
Oh, don't worry. I'm used to protective clothing.
Actually, really suits you.
And there's me wasting good money on hair and clothes.
Oh, no, I didn't mean...
Now, this is usually a hive of activity. We have two local women.
Susan and Clary.
Mm-hmm, who basically run the operation.
And who were crucial in helping me develop the kefir. Shame Susan's not here.
Well, that's probably a good thing, actually. Get her on the subject, you'll be here for the next hour.
Yes, she is a bit obsessed.
Do I get to taste this famous kefir?
Ooh, yes, of course. Although, not sure famous is quite the word to describe it. It hasn't really taken off in the way I hoped. Now, what flavour would you like?
I'll just take it straight, I think.
Ooh, brave woman.
Now, this is made from goat's milk, right?
Yes, we hoped that it would add to its appeal, but...
Oh. Yeah, that's an acquired taste, I should say.
But full of health-giving properties.
And where do you source your goat's milk?
Here. Mum has goats.
Oh, does she?
Only four.
Mm. Yeah, it's a bit of a hobby, really. But, well, four gives us all the milk we need at the moment.
Anyway, why don't you come into the cheese room? You can sample my Borsetshire Blue. Take away the taste of the kefir.
Well, what did you think?
I thought Helen's cheese was delicious.
It is, isn't it? It was nominated for a Food and Farming Award.
I remember you saying.
Oh, did I? Sorry. But unfortunately, some of the cheese isn't as good as the one you just tasted.
Oh, what's the problem?
Don't know, but she lost an order.
An important one?
Yes, the local hotel. Anyway, let me take you on a guided tour of our polytunnels, show you where we grow all the stuff for our shop.
Oh, all of it?
Well, not oranges and bananas, obviously. But we do a pretty good range of veg and salad crops. Whatever we can't produce ourselves, we get from the local organic co-op.
Right. Oh, there's Johnny. Hello again.
Hiya.
What are you doing with those cattle?
They're my granddad's. I'm just waiting for him. These are last year's calves and we're going to weigh them, see which ones are ready to sell.
What breed are they?
Angus's. Supposed to be one of the best breeds for beef.
And you sell the meat in the shop?
Oh, actually, we don't. We have a long-standing arrangement with our cousins on a neighbouring farm. They breed Herefords.
My uncle likes to share the love.
Well, I'm pleased to hear it.
It pays to keep an eye out for potential relationships.
Professional relationships, obviously.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Oh, okay.
To be honest, we only have the Angus's because, well, when we got rid of the dairy herd, my dad really missed having cattle on the farm.
Right, so another hobby.
Well, yeah, something like that.
But the sausages in the shop, they're homegrown, right?
Oh, yes. All my own work, they are. Let me show you the polytunnels and then you can come and meet my pigs.
Not another hobby, I hope.
No. Just down here. Johnny, I'm going to kill you.
What are you going to show your sausages?
So that was the 2nd of May. This was the 23rd.
And finally, Operation Central. Oh, sorry, Helen, didn't realise you were still in here.
Are we interrupting?
No, it's fine. Come on in.
Welcome to the farm office.
Excuse the mess.
You should see my office.
It's not usually quite this bad.
I've just met Jazza. He's fun, isn't he?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's one word for him.
What are you doing?
Oh, this is all to do with the cheese.
Tom said you've been nominated for an award.
Mm. Yeah, unfortunately things have gone a bit pear-shaped since then.
Mm. What's the problem?
Ah, consistency of quality. I don't know what's happened, but somewhere along the line it's lost whatever it was that made it special. So I'm having to go back through all the batch records to see if I can discover where things went wrong.
Mm, it's the only way to go, isn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Have you seen everything you want to on the farm?
Yeah, apart from the goats.
Yes. Your mum has promised to show me how to milk a goat.
Well, good luck with that.
And I hope you solve the mystery of the cheese.
Oh, Oliver, I'm not late, am I?
No, bang on time.
I'm glad I bumped into you. You know, I clean forgot to make a note of what room we're meeting in.
Follow me.
I got waylaid by Shula.
Ah, how is she?
Been better.
Oh, dear.
Yes. Every time she thinks she and Alistair are on the same page about the divorce, he changes his mind.
Well, it's a shame that it's come to that.
Yes. Anyway, it's really good of you and Kathy to see me at such short notice.
Oh, not at all. We both appreciate what a disaster all this has been for Lower Loxley.
You can say that again.
So anything Grey Gables can do to help, anything at all, we're ready and willing.
But you're not from round here, are you?
I was brought up in Leeds. My mum and stepdad still live there.
My brother died before Johnny was born.
Oh, I'm sorry. So you never knew him?
No, but I sort of always knew I didn't belong in Leeds. I'm a bit hopeless at school and just love being outdoors and with animals.
So you reckon farming is in the genes, do you?
Yeah, I don't know about that, but when I came to Bridge Farm straight away, I felt right at home.
I was a city girl too.
Were you?
Yeah. I'm a recent convert to country living, which is why I'm so fascinated by everything that goes on your farm.
But you've visited farms before?
Oh, yeah, a lot of fruit-growing enterprises, obviously. But this is the first small family farm I've visited, the first organic farm.
What did you think?
I think most farmers hugely undervalue the idea of direct selling.
I couldn't agree more.
Far too many of them are conditioned to think of themselves as bulk commodity suppliers.
Absolutely.
Instead of as quality food producers, who with a bit of imaginative marketing could sell direct to the public.
That's exactly what I've been trying to do for the past 10 years. Only I haven't managed your level of success yet. Maybe I haven't found the right product.
I think I'd better head off. Hannah's ordering a Chinese. Do you want anything?
No, I'll sort myself out, thanks.
She's got some new computer game she's eager to thrash me at. Anyway, it's very nice to meet you, Natasha. Tom told me loads about you.
Oh, did you, Tom?
About the fruit drinks.
See you at home. It's your turn to do the bathroom.
It's not quite as studenty as he makes it sound.
Oh, I shall have to make a move pretty soon myself.
Oh, I can't persuade you to have another drink?
Better not. I've got to drive.
So, tell me honestly, what do you think of the Bridge Farm operation?
Oh, that's not fair.
What do you mean?
I've had a lovely day and learnt loads about organic farming.
But
nothing. I'm not here with my business hat on, Tom.
Well, you must have formed some opinion.
I'll tell you what really impressed me. And that was your sister's forensic approach to finding out what's gone wrong with her cheese.
Yeah, she's a bit of a perfectionist, is Helen.
Well, that's what you need if you're going to be a success in this market.
Anything else?
Oh, you really want me to pass judgment on your lovely farm?
Absolutely.
Well, you'll have to let me have a think. Oh, I've seen so much today, it's a lot to process.
But you'll let me know.
Okay. Give me a few days. I'll email you.
Thank you so much for that, Oliver.
Not at all. As Kathy said, it's not costing us anything. Cheers.
Cheers.
In fact, Great Gables stands to benefit from any bookings you have to refer over to us.
Better keep those dates free for me.
Well, it's only a couple of days in September, and anyway, might only be till next week. If the licensing committee restore your alcohol license...
Oh, fingers crossed.
Then the problem will be solved.
And thank you so much for agreeing to speak up for me at the committee meeting.
I wish I could do more. Honestly, Elizabeth, if I had to deal with the kind of problems you're faced with at the moment, I should be all over the place.
I'm getting a lot of help.
But to be so organised, putting in place all these contingency plans...
Actually, there is something else you might be able to do for me.
Anything? You only have to ask.
Well, Usha suggested that before Freddie's appearance at the Crown Court, we should get somebody to write him a character reference.
Ah.
Would you be willing to do that?
Willing, certainly. But I'm really not sure I'm the right person. I mean, we've run into each other at the hunt, but well, that's about it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Anyway, I'm not sure I've really got the right credentials. I mean, as far as the court's concerned... Who am I? Some old duffer who lives in a fancy hotel?
Oh, come on, you're much more than that.
But wouldn't one of Freddie's college tutors be more appropriate?
Well, yes, but Freddie didn't exactly excel at college.
But this is not a question of academic prowess, is it?
And it's the summer holidays. Most of them are going to be away. But you're right. Yeah, it's worth a try. Actually, there must be someone at the college who'd help me out.
So you had to leave the meeting?
Yeah, I wasn't even allowed to sit there and listen. And Dad's not going to speak either.
What do you mean?
When the district council holds their public planning committee meeting to make the decision on this so-called revised plan for Beechwood.
Why?
Same thing. Conflict of interest. Oh. Can you believe it? We're both gagged. It's so frustrating.
So what did the rest of the parish council have to say?
Well, they decided not to support the changes in the affordable housing.
Well, that's what you wanted, isn't it?
Oh, don't suppose the district council take a blind bit of notice, though. £1.85 for a sliced loaf.
Oh, I'm afraid so.
It's less than a pound in the supermarket.
I know.
Oh, I wouldn't bother, but we're completely out of bread and I ain't got time to go into Borchester.
I'll pay for it.
No, Mum, it's okay. It's my own fault for thinking we can make do with less.
Is that all you want?
Yeah.
But one of the other councillors will speak, will they, if your dad can't, at the planning meeting?
Yeah, Jill volunteered.
Oh, that's all right then, isn't it?
Just doesn't seem right that the chair of the parish council isn't there because of me and Ed. £1.50, £70, £85, there you go.
Anyway, good news about Peppa Pig, eh?
Oh, yeah, another rosette.
Bet Ed's over the moon, isn't he?
Yeah, he's pretty chuffed. Oh, look at the time. Supposed to be at the tea room by 10.
Oh, when Fallon and Harrison off on their honeymoon.
Later this afternoon, lucky beggars. Mm. What wouldn't I give for a long weekend in Cornwall?
Mrs. Pargeter?
Yes.
The college bursar told me you called.
Oh, I was hoping to speak to the principal.
Oh, I'm afraid you've had a wasted journey. Dr. Venables is not in today. She won't be back now till the start of term.
Oh, no.
Can I help at all? I'm the deputy principal.
Well, I don't know. It's about my son who is a student here. Well,
that would be Freddie.
Oh, you know him?
Yes, I know him very well.
Oh, well, maybe you can help.
Why don't you come through to my office?
Oh, thank you. I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
I'm Mr. Jones. Call me Russ.
Oh, Elizabeth.
I'm supposed to be meeting Phoebe.
I haven't seen her.
No, I got here early.
Oh, can I get you something while you're waiting?
May I have a glass of water?
Yeah, still a sparkling.
Oh, just tap water.
Ice and lemon?
No, just as it comes.
I hear congratulations are in order.
What?
Your A-levels.
Oh.
A-stars. That's really impressive.
Well, just the one A-star.
So, you're off to university?
Yeah. I'll just grab a table. Thanks for the water.
Okay.
She's still not speaking to me, then?
What?
Lily, you can't forgive Harrison for arresting her brother.
What's that got to do with you?
Guilt by association.
Freddie Pardew was dealing drugs, for heaven's sake. What do you think Harrison should have done? Given him a slap on the wrist?
It's not just Lily, either. I hate it. All this bad feeling towards Harrison.
So unfair.
Yeah, tell me about it.
They have to put up with a lot of flack, don't they? Police officers.
Yeah, from strangers. But when it's people you know... And then there's Linda.
What's her problem?
She came round again last night.
She's not still banging on about her blimmin' llama.
She's not going to give up.
What she expects Harrison to do?
I know. Do you have any idea who it could have been?
Me? Not a clue.
Well, I wish whoever did it would just own up. I mean, it's not like they committed a crime, not like they're going to get arrested or anything. Someone should point that out to them.
I know. Unbelievable, isn't it? Nobody will own up.
Well, I hope that person feels guilty.
And our solicitor suggested getting someone to write a character reference for him.
Okay.
So I asked a couple of people in the village, you know, sort of...
Sober, upstanding members of the community.
Exactly. But neither of them felt... Well, they both had their reasons for saying no, which I quite understand... So I thought that one of his college tutors...
Well, we do get to know our A-level students pretty well over the 2 years they're here.
But you didn't teach Freddie?
No, I didn't, but... Well, let's just say our paths have crossed on quite a few occasions.
You mean when he was hauled up in front of you for some breach of discipline?
Once or twice, yes.
I know he wasn't a model student.
As you are no doubt well aware, he did struggle academically.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, he passed his A-levels.
Something of a miracle.
And speaking as a teacher, there's almost more satisfaction when the less scholarly students pull off a result than when the conscientious grafters do.
I know what you mean. I always knew my daughter would sail through her exams.
Well, she's an exceptionally gifted young woman.
You think so?
So what do you reckon? Would you trust me to write this reference for Freddie?
Well, what do you think about it? I mean, knowing that he's now done something monumentally stupid.
Oh, Freddie does like to take a walk on the wild side, doesn't he? But, well, he may not be academic, but he's very bright.
You think?
Oh, yes. He's got great imagination. Shame he didn't choose to study art. And he's immensely personable.
Yeah, when he tries.
And he's fun. Everybody likes Freddie.
But is that going to impress the court?
He's also basically a very perceptive young man. I'm sure he understands perfectly well just how badly he's screwed up. He'll learn from this experience. And I truly believe that he'll go on to be a thoughtful and law-abiding adult.
You'd be willing to write all that?
I'm honoured you asked.
Oh, thank you.
That's the lovely thing about this college. We're just like one big family.
Susan.
Oh, hello.
Oh, sorry to interrupt your lunch.
I've finished. I was just taking a minute to enjoy the sunshine.
Your garden looks lovely.
Oh, it does, doesn't it?
Is Neil at home?
No, he had a lunchtime meeting today, unfortunately. Oh. Did you want him for something?
No, it's you I want to talk to. Oh. I just wanted to be sure that we wouldn't be interrupted.
Well, I am due at the dairy at 2 o'clock.
Oh, this won't take a minute.
Oh, we'll have a seat then.
Thank you. Susan, I know it was you who put Constanza in my back garden.
Whatever gave you that idea?
Harrison told me.
He told you? But he promised me he wouldn't tell a soul.
Well, he's my husband, Susan.
Have you told anyone else?
No, I promised Harrison I wouldn't.
Well, please don't. I beg you.
But why?
Because it was such a stupid thing to do. My only excuse is that I was terribly drunk.
Well, we all were.
And I saw the llama and... Well, I thought it would be a great joke if you found it in your garden.
Well, I did think it was quite funny.
But when I woke up the next morning and realised what I'd done, I was just appalled. Imagining what would happen if someone found out he was me. I would never, ever be able to live it down.
Oh, come on.
I'm serious. Simply couldn't bear my friends and neighbours knowing that I did something so... Oh, so immature, so utterly juvenile.
But you know, don't you, that Linda is still on the warpath?
Oh, she'll forget about it soon enough.
But...
Well, that's what Harrison believes. He told me.
It's simply not happening, though. But Linda's round our house every other day, demanding a progress report. It's getting so we're afraid to answer the door.
Oh, that's just ridiculous.
And you do know that she's threatening to take her concerns to some of Harrison's bosses if he doesn't uncover the culprit?
She wouldn't do that, would she?
I wouldn't put it past her.
Oh, they'd just laugh at her. Oh, after all, borrowing a llama for a few hours and having it returned unharmed, that's hardly a crime, is it?
No, but she...
And even if it was a crime, policemen don't get into trouble for failing to solve a case, do they?
Harrison's got so much to cope with at the moment. Not least the fact that half the village seems to think he did the wrong thing arresting Freddie Pargeter.
Oh, they don't think that. There's one or two people, that's all, who don't think that young man deserves a prison sentence. But I've been vocal about my support for Harrison.
Yeah, and we appreciate it, Susan. But we're supposed to be off on our honeymoon this afternoon.
Oh, yes. Cornwall, isn't it?
And I want it to be happy and stress-free.
Well, I'm sure it will be. You'll have a lovely time. And I bet neither of you will give Linda Snell a second thought.
But she's not going to let it go, Susan. So, I think it's time for you to do the decent thing.
What?
Go to Linda and confess.
Oh, no. No. I can't possibly do that.
Why not?
I thought I'd made myself clear, Fallon. Nobody must know about this. I haven't even told Neil.
Really?
And if I tell Linda, you may be sure it'll be all round the village before the day's out. And I simply could not bear the humiliation.
I don't understand why you think it would be humiliating. It was just a laugh.
Neil and I have a certain standing in this community, particularly now that Neil is the manager up at Barrow Farm. We are, I like to believe, respected.
You've always been respected.
Mm. I was born a Horribin, Fallon.
It was just a joke, Susan. No one's going to think any less of you for having a sense of humour.
I'm sorry, but I'm not prepared to take that risk.
Well, I'm not prepared to let Harrison take the flak for this. I'm sorry, Susan, but either you tell Linda the truth or I will.
Oh, Lily, you're here.
Well spotted.
I've got some good news.
Good for who?
Oh, well, for Freddie, I hope. You know I've been trying to get somebody to write a character reference for him.
And everyone turned you down?
But Oliver suggested I should ask one of his tutors.
I expect they're all on holiday.
Yes, but I went into college and met the deputy head.
What?
Russ Jones. Do you know him?
Yes.
Yes, such a lovely man. And he agreed to write a reference for Freddie, despite never having taught him, but he seems to know him remarkably well. I suspect because Freddie's ended up in his office a few times for various misdemeanours.
Yes, probably.
Anyway, I saw Mr. Jones this morning, and no sooner did I get home than this absolutely glowing reference appeared in my inbox.
And, have you told Freddie?
Yes, I rang him straight away. He was a bit... Well, he didn't seem particularly grateful, but I guess he's more used to getting called into his office and couldn't quite believe he'd written such a very positive character reference.
I expect so.
But what a charming man. How do you know him? Lily, because he's an art teacher, isn't he?
Yes, he is. The truth is, Mum, I took my picture to show him. The Gwen John that Dad left me.
Did you? Oh, Lily, how lovely.
And, well, he just adored it. He told me how lucky I was to own such a treasure, and, well...
How clever of your dad to choose it for you.
Yes, it was. And I'm really glad you like him, Mum. Mr. Jones. Russ, I mean. Because he is a truly amazing man.
Well, amazing in what way?
In every way. I love him.
What?
And he loves me. We're together.
Together, what do you mean?
We're an item. We're in love and we're in a relationship.
You and Russ?
Yes, Mum. Me and Russ.
This is the BBC.
I know that feeling. You've just caught up on your regular podcasts. Now, how do you decide what to listen to next? There are just too many. What you need is Podcast Radio Hour from BBC Radio 4 Extra. I'm Amanda Litherland, and each week I offer up recommendations of the best podcasts that are out there. I invite guests to choose their favourites too, and we chat to podcast creators about the inspirations behind their episodes. We featured Deborah Francis White, Carrie Ad Lloyd, Will Young, even Alec Baldwin. Whether you're looking for crime, comedy, conversation, or something completely different, discover your next favourite podcast with Podcast Radio Hour. Find it wherever you found this.